Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsor for our program, GrowMark, locally owned, globally strong. In this week's program, we're going to learn about what's new in the world of agribusiness. And in this case, it's a new agency, Engel Creative Solutions. I visited with Steve Engel, who I've known for quite a few years, met him through the National Agri-Marketing Association, some meeting somewhere that we met each other, and we've stayed in touch. And Steve has started something new, and we're going to learn all about it right now. Steve, it's great to talk to you. In fact, it's, I think, kind of been a while since we've had that opportunity. But, you know, we're all about what's new in the world of agribusiness here. And I understand that you've got something new started. Why don't we talk about Engel Creative Solutions here? Tell us a little bit about what you're doing.
First of all, good morning, Chuck. Thanks for calling me. I've started Engel Creative Solutions in mid-September, and it's a full-service marketing communications company headquartered in Columbia, Missouri, which is where I live. And it just came to a point, I think, where I took a look at where I wanted to be and where I wanted to go, and I just decided that now was a good time for me to start my own company.
It's not your first venture, let's say that. Why don't you, for people who don't know you, just maybe tell us a little bit about some of the experience you've got, because, my gosh, we've known each other for quite a few number of years, and when it comes into this whole area of agricultural marketing, you've definitely got some background in it.
Yes, well, I've been involved in agri-marketing, agribusiness marketing for 30-plus years. I hate to say that because it kind of indicates how old I am, I guess. Basically, I've worked at a number of agencies throughout the country, everywhere from Atlanta to San Francisco, San Diego, and so forth. I've worked on a number of blue-chip accounts in my career, from crop protection, farm machinery, seed, animal health, really the whole gamut of agribusiness accounts. Mm-hmm. And had the good fortune to work with a lot of great people over that period of time. And I think I've been lucky enough or smart enough to learn from those people. And it's really helped me throughout my career.
Well, tell us a little bit about the kinds of services that you are offering or that you can offer to a company that is looking at either joining with somebody to help them in their marketing efforts or maybe is just deciding they need to make a change.
Sure. Well, I think, first of all, I'm really targeting small to mid-sized companies. I'm really not at a size at this point in time to handle any of the big multinational crop protection accounts, for example. But I think what I do offer is that breadth and depth of knowledge over the last 30-plus years. Basically, I think I have a track record that pretty well speaks for itself in terms of the brands that I've helped to establish or to help grow, from oftentimes in situations where my particular clients were outspent by the competition 2 or 3 to 1, and we were able to leverage sound strategy and great creative execution to kind of defy the odds and make significant inroads in the marketplace. Mm-hmm. So basically, in terms of capabilities, everything from strategic planning and brand development to execution, I have resources at my disposal here in Columbia for everything from video production to social media, interactive services, web development, search engine optimization, and so forth. So really, I can really offer clients the full range of marketing communications.
Well, when you look at the marketplace right now, what are maybe some of your thoughts in terms of where we're at in this? We still call it new media world, you know, where marketing campaigns now contain elements like social networking, like you mentioned, that didn't even exist a few years ago. What are some of the things you might say in terms of where you see where we're at and really the need to maybe more than ever try to create an image, a branding opportunity that really sets you apart or and helps you stand out?
Well, I think, first of all, I really truly believe that traditional media advertising is far from dead. I think there's still an important role to be played by print and broadcast advertising. I think you know, studies have shown that agricultural producers still rely heavily on magazines, on radio, maybe to a certain less of an extent on television, but still, I think traditional media definitely has an important place in the overall scheme of things today. But certainly, social media, the internet, is becoming more and more important as a means of communication between producers, and also as a as an educational and resource tool for producers to find and discover information about new products, to see what other producers think about different brands and how they compare. And I think, you know, it's interesting that I think one of the fastest growing segments on Facebook is actually the older generation. So I think it kind of goes a little bit counterintuitive, because you would think that, you know, that Facebook and Twitter and so forth are maybe geared more toward you know, younger people. But I think you know, research shows that it's certainly becoming more and more popular among the, you know, 50 and older generation as a way of keeping in contact with friends and relatives and so forth. So I think it really can play an important role in ag marketing as well.
Well, you mentioned the internet, so maybe it's a good opportunity to just point people, if they want more information about Engel Creative Services Solutions, to go to the website. So tell us where we can find you.
Yes. My URL and my web address is www.engel-creative.com.
All right. And that's where you can find out how to stand out in a crowded world, right?
Yes, I think really, you know, one thing I believe and I've noticed is that it seems to be a lot of conformity, a lot of sameness these days in advertising. And I think certainly those companies that can stand out in a relevant way to their customers and prospective customers are the ones that are going to succeed in the long run. Obviously, it's by standing out, I don't mean standing out in a negative way. I mean standing out in a very positive fashion and one that leaves a lasting impression with the marketplace.
Right. Well, if there was kind of like one thing that you would like people to most think of or think about when they think of Engel Creative Solutions, what would that be?
Well, I'd say results. I think, you know, throughout my career, as I mentioned before, I've had the good fortune and to help clients really make significant progress in the marketplace. And, you know, really winning awards and all those things are good. I think everybody loves to be honored by their colleagues and so forth, but really, all boils down to you know, how does the work impact the marketplace and impact the brand? And I think that's one area where I can help clients.
Well, know that we've got a National Agri Marketing Association meeting coming up in Kansas City, and I think it might even have been at a NAMA event that we first met. Hope to see you there. That'll be the Trends in Agriculture Conference. I don't know if you have an opportunity.
I plan on being there unless something comes up, but you know, I can't tell with clients, but I'm definitely making plans to be there.
Great.
Look forward to seeing you again and seeing everybody else in our little sphere.
Well, I get through Columbia all the time, so hopefully we'll have an opportunity to maybe have a cup of coffee or something next time coming through there, too.
Well, that would be great.
All right. Well, Steve, that's the questions I have. I'll always pose the last one, though, to any anything we maybe didn't touch on that you'd like people to know, or did we do a good job? What do you think?
No, I think you did a very good job. I can't really think of anything significant that we didn't discuss.
So. All right.
Certainly appreciate the opportunity.
No problem. Hey, that's what we're here for. That's what AgWired's all about, and we're just glad that we could get together on this. Looking forward to following up with you and seeing how things go with Engle Creative Solutions. So thank you very much, Steve.
You're welcome, Chuck. Thank you.
Well, that is the Zimcast for this week. I'm going to leave you with some music from Music Alley. This is a song called Natural Solution by Rian I. I hope you enjoy it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.